Hey, Luke, let's talk about Tom Talk.
Yeah.
So we've been doing a series of bags and, well, it's just kind of like bags and carrying cases.
Yes, and we all have stuff that we carry around, and all of it's different, whether it's a laptop, a tablet, a game console, just, you know.
Junk, like cash.
Yeah, coins. Or you're traveling and you need something to put, like, toothbrush and deodorant and, you know, all that kind of travel essentials in, or a duffel bag for like clothes or gym clothes or anything. So yeah, we've gotten a lot of different bags, and today we're talking about Tom Talk.
Yep. TOMTOC. And they sent us three different products that are unique. They kind of speak to different user types or daily kind of use cases. So we'll jump right into this and discuss each of the three of them. First thing we have here is the, which one is this?
The Urban Slim, a sling bag?
Yes.
So this is more of the kind of around the shoulder man sling kind of idea.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I think it's, you know, I think we're unisex. Beyond,
yeah.
Anybody can use it, obviously.
I don't think we call them merces at all anymore. No, I think it's just kind of accepted that there are people who carry things on them.
Yeah.
So I actually spent time with this one.
Right.
A few weeks ago, I traveled, and I'm not normally a bag kind of guy. I normally will keep phone, wallet, keys in my pocket.
Sure.
And we'll pick up receipts and things along the way and just kind of have this, you know, increasingly bulky experience throughout the day. So
right.
I carry this thing, and I like this thing quite a bit. It's nice that you can throw it over either shoulder. You can adjust the strap to make it tighter to the body if you wanted to.
Sure.
And you've got pockets on the outside, the middle, the back. It's kind of like a protective one.
Yeah.
It's perfect for me. What I had was, you know, I took my wallet. I've got my keys. One day or two, I would have a portable charger with me with a little cord.
Yep.
My keys, you know, I like the outside of this.
It has a little key hook in there.
And it matches anything you wear.
Mm-hmm.
You've got another little guy here. Sometimes I would take my sunglasses off.
Yeah.
Kind of fold it over that.
There's two. There's one on each side. This nice little hidden pocket in the back for, like, you know, if you're traveling more, it's kind of the one that you put your passport in or something like that, or some cash in there. Keep it close to your person. And then inside the big pouch, it's got more little kind of mesh pockets in there too.
Yeah.
And a divider to divide the front and back. So little bit of organization.
I would have sometimes my earbuds with me.
Yeah.
And they have the carrying case, so I would toss them in there.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to treat it as just like a dumping bag to just kind of unzip.
Yeah.
It's not a tote.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm just throwing everything in there. But it was nice that I had these things on me and I could fill each pocket kind of whatever I needed to and be hands-free.
Right.
And like I was trying to spend time walking and not listening or not playing on my phone. So
sure.
I put a podcast on or something, throw the phone in there. And then if it was charging at that time or the headphones, and I would just, it was light enough that I could wear that and not feel like I had a full backpack on.
Yeah.
And it's also, it keeps me from putting on a full backpack just to put two or three things in.
Yeah. Or sometimes when you have a backpack, if it's your travel bag, you walk around, you don't want to take something out and leave it in your hotel or leave it in the Airbnb or whatever. So you end up walking around with a backpack with way more stuff than you really need when you're walking around. Yeah, I like the idea of a nice small little pack. This fabric, this is their ballistic, the Cordura ballistic fabric.
Water resistant.
Water resistant. It's very strong. Like you can tell it's durable. It's going to hold up. It feels nice.
I have since become the, you can obviously see because it's here at the office, but I bring this thing with me every day.
Yeah.
It goes with me. It's almost like my phone, wallet, keys is now, where's the bag?
Yeah.
Because I keep all those things in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending on what I'm doing, you know, sometimes I'll still keep the, you know, I'll throw my sunglasses in there because the weather changes so quickly.
Right.
And then I'll throw in like any cash that I get as, you know, I just dump it in there, and then later on, I'll go through and sort that stuff out.
So, sure.
Yeah, that's the name again on this guy is the Urban Sling Bag with an 8-inch minimalist design. And that is available in a couple of different color options. Mm-hmm. There is a white one. I don't know if that would get dirty. I would assume it has the same.
This fabric, I mean, it's if it's the same fabric, it seems like it's pretty easy to wipe off. Mm-hmm. It's almost a little, it's got like a little bit of a sheen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it? It's reminiscent of canvas, like yeah. that, some of that texture, but it's not, it doesn't have the, you know, mm-hmm. porousness of canvas yeah. because it has the, you know, the water resistance yep. on it.
And I like it because it has so many different pockets.
Yeah.
That if there's one thing that I just want to keep separate from all the other stuff, then I can do that.
Sure.
We also have a G-Sling bag for yeah. the Nintendo Switch. This guy's similar in design.
Yeah.
A little bit bigger.
Yep.
And kind of a unique, maybe not a specific niche thing.
Sure.
Because you can actually put whatever you want in this thing.
Right.
However, if you have a Nintendo Switch and you have games that you play, earbuds and different things that you kind of keep with you on mm-hmm. the regular, it's perfect for that.
Yeah, cool. It's got like a little pouch that you can put all your little Switch cartridges in mm-hmm. that comes out, and it's got this Velcro strap on the inside to keep, you know, the Switch in and intact so it's not going to fall out.
Right.
There's a dedicated padded spot for the Switch. It also has a couple little compartments in the front and then a big compartment in the back where you can definitely put the Switch. You could probably even fit the TV adapter in there too.
Yeah. So to, if you carry around an HDMI cable or something that you want to connect to
mm-hmm.
just to be safe in case somebody doesn't have that.
Right. And this is nice, you know, thick padding. It's not going to, you know, you're not going to be worried about your screen getting messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same, you know, ballistic canvas kind of feel, it seems like, at least on the front here.
It has, like, the strap you can kind of grab as a handle.
Yep.
And then it also has one that you can fasten if you wanted to wear it over your shoulder.
Right.
This is...
It's got a little one on the bottom here, mm-hmm. too. And then this front big pouch is magnetic. It has a magnetic closure, so... You know, it's not going to just sit open if you have stuff in it, which is nice.
Boarding pass.
Yeah.
Throw something in there nice and just want to reach in there and grab that thing.
Yeah, this thing's pretty cool. And obviously, you know, it's designed for the Switch in mind. But like you said, you don't have to use it with the Switch. This mm-hmm. is, you know, perfect for any kind of little travel thing that you might need.
Yeah, even as like an overnight, like... Mm-hmm. Shaving kit, toiletries, things like that. You can toss in there. This guy runs about $36.
Okay.
The other one was $42, $43.
Okay.
So about the same price, but if you want to lean in a certain direction.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, I do have a Switch and I'm carrying around games and earbuds and cables. And,
right.
You know, this might be a little bit more your speed, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the third thing we have here is the premium H13. This is kind of a like a sleeve kind of tote messenger bag.
Yeah, it's like a little pouch for. I mean, it's designed around the 13-inch MacBook Pro, but mm-hmm. any the Pro or Air. But I think, you know, probably any 13-inch laptop would probably fit pretty close. I'm not, you know, obviously you'd have to find out for yourself.
Yep.
On that, but.
And the dimensions are on their website, so if you're looking for the inside of that.
This has a nice velvety mm-hmm. insert.
It's and they're bumpy.
It has some like bumps, so like it's not,
going to keep it nice. It's
going to keep it secure.
You can throw a tablet in there, an e-reader,
mm-hmm.
you know, anything like that.
And then it's got a front pocket for organization that has a couple. It has one big pocket
mm-hmm.
and then a couple smaller pockets and a little mesh pocket, too, with a zipper. To, you know, keep whatever cords or some
portable charger for the
SD cards or something like that, maybe.
For your phone,
mm-hmm.
the earbuds, anything that you don't want, just kind of like flopping around loose in a pocket, wallet, a credit card, just coins, anything that you might, you can kind of secure those. And that's doesn't take up the full size of a backpack.
No.
It's more of like, hey, I just need to take this thing to and from work.
It's a really slim profile.
Yeah.
And it also has a strap with it, too, mm-hmm. and spots on the side for that strap so you can carry it around over the shoulder. if you need to, which is nice for a little low pro. I really like the low profile design.
Yeah, I'm a fan of things that have lots of pockets, but in a way that kind of gets away with out taking up lots of space.
Right.
You can kind of sneak some things in there. Like when I pack to go away for the weekend or to travel, this is the kind of thing that I would want that's within reach under my seat or overhead so that I can get my tablet out, my earbuds, maybe charge my phone up while I'm traveling. So, and this guy only runs about $43 as well. So TomTalk has quite a bit to choose from. They've got sleeves, briefcases, backpacks, things specifically designed for tablets. You know, this works as a MacBook and a tablet thing, but if you're looking for something even more compact, you can find that stuff at TomTalk. It's TOMTOC.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for watching.
Thank you. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, feedback, concerns, comments, anything, shoot us an email at podcast@androidguys.com. We'd love to hear from you one way or the other. Luke, if someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Luke Gaul, G-A-U-L.
And I'm on Instagram at Scott Webster and Twitter as SWebster77. Until next time, thanks for listening.
See ya.